Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 11th, 2015. We want to continue with the teachings for the month of January. We are yet working on a general theme of the African science of born again, immaculate conception through virgin birth. Keeping in mind what we learned from Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, where Paul teaches us that we should no longer think of man and woman after the flesh, and no longer think of Christ after the flesh. It says, we used to think of man and Christ after the flesh, but now we think of man no more after the flesh, nor do we know Christ. Meaning, we no longer know man after how the fleshly system has taught us to think of man, meaning each other, and we no longer think of Christ in the same manner and way and fashion that this no good, rotten, wicked, fallen, despot, fleshly system has taught us to think of Christ. To have the nerve to teach that 2,000 years ago was the only time period of the appearance of Christ, and called that period of time before 2,000 years B.C., and called the period of time after 2,000 years A.D., antediluvial, something like that, meaning after the year of our Lord or in the year of our Lord. No, we can no longer think of Christ in the way that the system has taught us. And we must bear witness that the churches, the mosques, the cathedrals, the synagogues are all under the control of the system. When you get to the top leadership, the top leadership that we do not see, they are in the same league with the financial leadership that we do not see, educational leadership that we do not see, and governmental leadership that we do not see. This circle of leaders that are unseen are styled in the book of Revelation chapter 3, is it verse 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, chapter 2 and 9, chapter 2, verse 9, chapter 3, verse 9, is mentioned of the synagogue of Satan. Those who are the leadership, that we do not see, who meet in rooms and spaces and places, even in religious institutions and financial and governmental and educational institutions, such as, say, Bilderberg Society. These meeting places where the elites, the ruling class that we don't see, they meet and decide how to run the lives of the masses of the people. So they have given us our understanding of Christ, of Yahushua, of God, of the angels, etc. And that understanding that they have given us is a fleshly, corrupt understanding. When you check that word flesh in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, that word flesh has to do with the corrupt system, the corrupt judicial portion of the system, the corrupt electoral process of the system, the fallen state of mankind and the system that is created in the fallen state. So we want to get back to the original understanding. And when we see the original understanding, then we would be able to base our lives on the science of the universe and the science of the solar, the hydrogen, the crystals, the atom, the atum, the ra, the aton, sun disk, the monstrance, etc., etc. Now, we want to get to these waters that Yahushua was speaking of in chapter 3, verse 5, chapter 3 of St. John, around verse 5, where Yahushua tells Nicodemus, you must be born again. And starts to talk about being born of the water and born of the spirit. But I have to do two things. I was, by accident, looking at some scripture in Psalm, division 18. And this would be a perfect setup for these waters that Yahushua is speaking of in chapter 3 of St. John. But even before I do that, get into that science of the waters that's right here in Scripture all along, but we don't know it until we go into the definitions of the words and until we study Africa. It is so crucial to study the knowledge and wisdom from Africa, from the African ancestors. Let me quote Taj Tariq Bey, Grand Sheikh Taj Tariq Bey of the Moorish Science Temple, sisters and brothers. That to understand the King James, to understand the King James version of the Bible, you have to first understand the Septuaginta, I think is how he terms it. We would know that as the Septuagint or the Greek. The translation of the scriptures into the Greek, the Africans did the translation. They translated the holy scriptures from the African Hebrew into the European Greek. Taj Tariq Bey says Septuaginta. We know that as the Septuagint. And so when we are in the New Testament, sisters and brothers, and we begin to go into the definitions of the words in the European Greek language, to see what is truly and really meant by what we read in the English, then we have a better understanding. And then we go from there to the African Hebrew in the Old Testament, which is the root and foundation of the European Greek New Testament. Africans wrote both testaments. But then, Brother Taj Tariq Bey talks about how you have to understand the Kaaba or the Kabbalah. But when you get into the Kabbalah and you hear the Ka and you hear the Ba, Ka is spirit for the Kemites in Egypt, Kemet, Ka was the word for spirit and Ba was the word for soul. And so we are beyond the fleshly teaching. And we know these are words that are descriptive of the universe, the Almighty, the power of the Almighty, the power of the Almighty in the universe, and the power of the Almighty within ourselves. And Taj begins to say, you have to understand the book that is called the Book of the Dead, but the original title would be the Purim Heru, the book of the coming forth by day and by night, which is the study of the power of the solar energy, the field of light that has transformed the waters into the mass matter material that we have, and that power of transformation is within us. So in short, you have to know the Greek rendering or the rendering by the African Hebrews in the Greek language. Know the rendering of the scriptures in the African Hebrew language in the Old Testament. And know and understand the straight up African Kemetic Ethiopian roots. And with that as a foundation, then we can see what we have never seen before in scripture. Since I have been steeping my brain in the African teaching of the science of the universe and creation, now I'm almost able to even just look at the English and see what I have never seen before because of the African foundation. So this is not just to black people, those of African descent. This is to brown, red, yellow, Caucasian. This is to those who live in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean. In short, those sisters and brothers on the eastern side of the globe and the western side of the globe, all of us need to get to the study of the African foundational roots of the knowledge of the universe. And then we can go in and out of any and every religious expression and philosophy, spiritual expression and philosophy, scientific expression and philosophy, and see the unity of the Almighty in all of the expressions and cut down the barriers and the boundaries that separate us. But now, to set that up, we want to deal with the situation in Paris and try our best to lend our voice as to what we have learned. This is going to teach us how we need to be born again, sisters and brothers. We, the human family, are in need of being born again, coming through the Immaculate Conception by the virgin birth. Sisters and brothers, I'm sure that you have heard about the shooting that took place in Paris. A magazine, cartoon magazine, named Charlie Hebdo. I think that's the name of it. I'm sure of the Charlie portion. But this was a group of cartoonists who satirized society in Paris. In these days and times, it seemed they spent most of their time satirizing and denigrating Muslims, Islam, and Muhammad. Apparently, they began by denigrating Charles de Gaulle of France, General Charles de Gaulle. I can't remember whether he became president of France, but General Charles de Gaulle, a great leader in France, satirized by this cartoonist magazine, and they call themselves exercising free speech, satirizing society, and lately they've been turning their attention to Islam, Muhammad, and Muslims, the Muslim community. So, this week of January the 5th, this past week, according to the media, Muslims claiming affiliation with Al-Qaeda busted into the cartoonist headquarters, shot up and killed, I believe, 12 of those who were a part of this cartoonist organization. Along the way, another group of two, a black man and a Caucasian woman, according to the media, both claiming Islam, shot and killed a police woman. And both of these groups, two brothers who are from Algeria, I believe, I believe that they are supposed to be from Algeria. Two brothers did the initial shooting at the cartoonist headquarters. Two other individuals, boyfriend and girlfriend, black man and a Caucasian woman. They both ended up taking hostages in two different places. One at a printing shop, I believe, and another group at a kosher Jewish supermarket. I believe the two brothers from Algeria took the printer place, and the boyfriend and girlfriend took the Jewish kosher deli. I think it was a deli of some sort. The police, according to the media, killed all the men, and the female has gotten away, according to the media. According to the media again, the female is rumored to be in Syria. Now that is very interesting. And I pray that I remember what I want to say. Because if you go to Webster Tarpley, tarpley.net, go and listen to the Rents program, rents.com. It's posted at tarpley.net. Brother Rents interviews Tarpley concerning these issues. And also at tarpley.net, check out World Crisis Radio. Also check out Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Show. Wednesday, January 7th, Thursday, January 8th, Friday, January 9th. And putting all this information that I have studied together, both Alex Jones and Webster Tarpley do a wonderful job. If we look at De Gaulle in the 60s and look at World War II and the 40s, and understand that out of World War II emerged NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I don't have that exactly correct, but North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Let me see if I can punch that up right quick. See what I can see on the internet. Punch in NATO. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which coupled Britain, America, eventually Israel, France. These were those in opposition of Germany and the Allies. I believe that was the term, but those that were with Germany, Japan, in World War II, Italy in World War II, were opposed to Britain, America. Israel wasn't in existence as of yet, but they emerged out of World War II, the aftermath of World War II. And so when the dust settled, Germany eventually joins NATO, isolating Russia, isolating, if I have my history correct, China. And so you have this fight between the old Russian Federation, United Soviet Socialist Republic, and all of those who were with Russia in opposition to NATO, North Atlantic Trade Organization. And what happened is America, Britain, France colonized everybody. Britain and France colonized everybody. America took over after World War II, continued the colonialism. The colonized were under the rule of the NATO members, the members of NATO. So Russia comes behind America, Britain, France, Germany too, and says to Africa, the Middle East, Central and South America, this is Russia speaking, we won't colonize you, we will make deals with you concerning your wealth and your resources. And Russia talking says, Russia will arm you and help you to fight colonialism. And so this leftist, communist, socialist movement even began to take hold in Europe. And so what happened is, if you research operations such as Gladio, Operation Gladio. This was an operation implemented by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That's Britain, that's America, that's France, I believe that's Germany by this time. This was a terrorist operation to terrorize sisters and brothers, poor working class in Europe. In France, when General Charles de Gaulle began to say and do things that were against the wishes of Britain and America, etc., then NATO turned on France and began to implement this Gladio, Operation Gladio, and attempt to assassinate General de Gaulle at least 30 times, according to Webster Tarpley. De Gaulle had his investigators investigate, where are all these assassination attempts coming from? Shooting at his car and all manner of threats and assassination attempts. And it was determined that NATO, infiltrating the military, infiltrating different groups and groupings that were supposed to be protecting the French, I believe he was the president, General Charles de Gaulle of France. And so Charles de Gaulle said to NATO, you can no longer have any influence over the French military and security. Get out of my military and security. Get out of here with that. We will still hang out with you, do business, but you can't have any more influence over my military and my police and security forces, etc. And so that is the backdrop for us to understand that even when you have leadership that are within NATO and within these groupings, if a leader decides to turn against the wishes of America and Britain, they will in turn turn on that particular leader and set up situations to try and maneuver that leader back into their own camp. It was the same in this time with President Obama. When you look at these terrorist activities, they always come up during times of war and peace, in which the House of Rothschild and those who are with the House of Rothschild are looking to implement more warfare and bloodshed. And they want their leaders to toe the line. Then all of a sudden, when the leader doesn't move swiftly enough for the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, and those in top leadership. Then all of a sudden, security breaches. All of a sudden, strange situations occur, putting the life of the leader and the lives of the families of that leader on the line. When they wanted President Obama to put straight up naked boots on the ground in Syria, and he refused. That's not to say that Obama didn't put clandestine operations in Syria. That's not to say that the Obama administration has funded and armed Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, especially through conduits like Saudi Arabia, which is nothing but a conduit for the Obama administration and America and Britain to weaponize and arm Al-Qaeda and be able to say that they didn't do it. It was Saudi Arabia, but they arm and finance Saudi Arabia and through Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Jordan and Turkey. They get the arms and they get the finances to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Nusra, etc. But when they wanted, when the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked ruling class wanted Obama to put straight up boots on the ground in Syria, and he didn't move fast enough, then you saw all these security breaches. Then you saw the security of Obama in Brazil, I think it was, hanging out with prostitutes, etc. Then you saw people taking pictures of Obama while he is exercising, vulnerable. That was a message to Obama to toe the line. When you saw the breaches on the White House property, all the way into the White House, that was the intelligence community doing the bidding of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. They were sending messages to Obama to go ahead and do the bidding of the Rothschild and Oppenheimers as it concerns warfare and escalation of warfare in Syria. When you saw Obama get on an elevator in some hotel someplace and a felon with a gun, who shouldn't have had a gun because he was a felon, was allowed to go inside the elevator with President Obama and those two in the elevator by themselves. That is a security breach that was purposeful. Going back to the White House incident, the shootings that took place on the property, the intelligence leader or the security leader told all of his officers to stand down, nothing wrong. The next day, a maid or some of the help saw the holes in the property of the White House and began to alert the authorities that no, it was some shooting. Some shooting had taken place on the White House property. That's how the intelligence community doing the bidding of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers and the Wall Street and the financial institutions, etc. That's how they set up leaders, to maneuver leaders into that which they do not want to do, but their lives are on the line. That's why when I pray for the leadership, I pray that they do right by the people. And as they do right by the people, I pray that their lives are protected and the lives of their wives, their families, their children are protected. Because when the leader wants to do right, then all of a sudden his life is in danger. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.